Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who is Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very well, Zach. Very well. Thank you very much indeed.
Right. Big news today for Extract. Could you run us through the highlights?
Yeah, it is big news, isn't it? Obviously, we're very pleased. I haven't seen that many 920 meters of continuous mineralization in my career. So one got to be very pleased with that, and especially when it comes out at 0.33% copper equivalent. Who could not be happy? Who could not be pleased and look forward to the weekend? Good old, very long, and of course pointed. You know, it was the intent was to find out how far this plunge goes, and we went over 1,100 meters. And as I say, mineralized over the way there with some, you know, 186 meters at 0.4 copper equivalent, 156 meters at 0.52% copper equivalent, 44 meters at 0.55% copper equivalent. These are absolutely what the doctor ordered. I'm happy as well. I think I've said in one of your previous, one of our previous interviews that this system was, to me, was likely to end up copper dominant. And of course, that's what the world's looking for at the moment. Copper, porphyries, great big systems that you just mill, process for the next 20, 25 years. Not the most complicated things in the world, in a very, very good jurisdiction in Australia. So I guess that, you know, as an Extract, part of the Extract management team, I'm absolutely delighted with this result. I guess, Zach, our reference point is Boda, you know, because of the big market cap they carry. Now, Boda, unlike the sort of results we've got, as a mixture, they show 0.17% over 800 meters. And of course, they get to the 0.3s and 0.4s copper by the addition of gold, you know. So they're kind of propped up by gold. So I'm very happy to say that our system is copper dominant. I guess we'll have gold and silver credits, and that's good. And we make mention of molybdenum. I don't think we'll get any money out of molybdenum. But what I do like, Zach, is throughout the mineralization trend, through the entire intercept, moly's present. And moly is one of the best indicators in the lateral fold, and probably internationally, globally, one expects to see molybdenum in these porphyries. So, you know, why wouldn't one be happy? Of course, what I'm looking forward to now is hole number two. Because as I've said earlier, that, you know, this one went down the plunge and we got some very nice results. We got some high results, medium results, and a consistent average result. Now we're going to drill across the porphyry. You know, your next assays are talking about across the porphyries. So again, this will be very interesting on intercept width, and it will be very interesting on the copper grades. Whether there's many gold credits, I don't know. And I mean, really, it's not a major interest. I'm just basically now hoping, and I think I've got good reason to hope that we'll see more copper dominance, we'll see more thicknesses, all of which point towards us building a very large copper potential contributor to the future world copper. This is moving in a world-class direction. It really is. And I'm, you know, I'm so pleased that we, for the 920 meters, we exceeded 0.3%, and with those very high-grade intercepts as well. Very pleased, very, very pleased with the result. And of course, you know, that in the highlights there, you know, it sits there and not much attention drawn to it. But you will see that this old six is on its way. But you will also see that we've intercepted mineralization of 45 meters. Now, this old Zach, I think we explained that it's kind of drilled a bit oblique and it's to test further down dip plunge on the western side. And so therefore, it was probably 350 to 400 meters that we'd have to go to get the to get into the porphyry again. Lo and behold, we hit it, and no sooner started the hole than we hit it again. And this is true porphyry-style mineralization, which leads to management and our scientists, our geologists' growing impression, this is a multi-porphyry. How on earth, in the middle of those volcanics, you suddenly bang into another porphyry? So very excited about that. As I say, it sits there as a highlight, not much reference to it. But to me, it's absolutely intriguing and points to a multi-porphyry system. And, I guess overall, you don't need me to overemphasize. This is a very good result. We're happy with old one. And we look forward, of course, to old two. Not what is it. We don't expect it to be a wrecker. But, the excitement is all about what will the copper grade be? And what will the width of those copper grades be? But we're very confident now, because why wouldn't we be after such a nice start?
Right, so where are we along the line in terms of discovering and sort of seeing what we've got under our belt? Is it sort of two-thirds we know and we're waiting for the other third, or is it sort of the tip of the iceberg and there could be much more? How would you say where we are at the moment?
I like that expression, tip of the iceberg, because, this reference I've just made is drilling our merry way down the race course porphyry. And then all of a sudden at 45 metres early on in the hole, you hit another porphyry-style mineralisation. So that might be the tip of another porphyry, who knows? Or we might be skimming the edge of another porphyry, who knows? So essentially, we're on to, if we look at race course in isolation, we're on to a big system, constant grades, and building a world-class deposit. Where are we going? Well, the minimum requirement, of course, according to that Anglo buy-in, is 2 million tonnes of copper. So that's where we're heading, and that's where we want to be. We keep getting surprises, all of them favourable. More mineralisation to the east than we expected. On the western side, we nip the top of this porphyry. Everything suggests that the system is going to get bigger than Racecourse. We haven't even looked at foot rot. So where we're going now is we're building on this platform. We've got a very solid platform on which to build. I think we're positioning ourselves as the best project in the Lachlan Fold. I think we're positioning ourselves as one of the emerging world-class porphyry deposits. And now it's as always, back to the science. This drilling machine, Zach, has been so quick that cutting the core, we're behind. We're just working flat out to catch up with the drilling machine. So, but I don't expect to wait long for all two. What we're doing, of course, is we're 3D modeling. With the kind of widening out of this porphyry, we want to do some more geophysics. So we're going to do those. We'll do geophysics to see if we can get east-west extension, and we'll do geophysics to get down as deep as we can, especially towards the east. And the geophysics we employ can actually do resistivity down to 1,500 metres. And, of course, we're not going to waste that opportunity by not looking at foot rot and then going to the west over where these little porphyries, these indications are popping up. We knew about them, but, they now have got to figure in the plan. So what's the plan to drill? We're planning phase two. You don't drill 2 million tonnes of copper out with 5.5 boreholes. So you know and I know now that we've got to do very careful planning. And the next exercise hopefully will add more dimension, bring in more porphyries to play, more understanding, and the idea is to build towards the magical 2 million figures, a buyout or otherwise. Obviously, there's no guarantee it'll be bought out, but when you get a project of this size, quite frankly, if Anglo buy it out, they buy it out, but it's already attracting major copper company interest. So very excited, Zach. What a wait end week.
So basically, over the next month or two, you'd know the size of what you're dealing with fully?
No, Zach. We'll understand race course and the initial porphyry where this all started. But my honest and sincere opinion is that this story is just unfolding. The Cadia Ridgeway, which has been the big one in this area, isn't one porphyry. It's four or five different systems. And, we're getting sniffs here, smells there, mineralization where we didn't expect it. And so I think the race course in maybe 3 months' time we'll understand a little better. But the sort of district potential is yet to be explored. We're probably talking a district. I don't think we're talking single porphyry. I think we're talking multi-porphyries. The first thing is to define racecourse. Hopefully that will get us to the 2 million tons of contained copper. And then, of course, we've got to look around at these additional, I think it'd be too robust to call them targets, but, you know, the opportunities around are fairly evident in geophysics. And the geophysics we intend to employ will really categorize them. And foot rot gave very good indications. So no, by no means in 2 months' time will we know where we are. We'll have an extremely good indication of how many holes we have to drill to get to that 2 million tons of contained copper. We'll only be still learning. We'll still be learning about the district potential. Now, this is, I'm very glad that in the past that people just didn't drill much deeper than 400 meters. Boy, have we opened up an opportunity with that, with this campaign. The next campaign will be about definition and growth.
Well, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.